Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
I assume everyone can hear me. Good. Well, there's hearing me, and then there's listening to me. You're taking in every single word I say, not letting your mind wander, and not thinking about what notifications may be on your phone right now, or what political pantomime is playing out in your head, or even what happened on the last episode of The Real Housewives of Who Gives a Fuckville. And listen. If you listen, you'll find out how I am who I am, and how you can be who you are supposed to be. Our people fought to get me off this stage before I'd even set foot on it, and look, I don't condemn them. I don't. They're liars, yeah, but they're playing the game, at least. And I'll tell you I'm a millionaire, that I'm ruthless, that I'm offensive. They're playing the game. They use the weak to get the power, and I admire that. But it's not about who I am in the game. It's about how I play it. If you want to know how to get on this side of the lecture theatre, then listen. Listen. Don't be fooled by these rocks that I've got. I'm still Jennifer Lopez. I used to have a little... Patrick Nolan.
Hey, it's Matt. Matt Janssen, your head coach.
Ah, right. Hey, Matt. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
Just a small thing. It's interim head coach. Matt, you still there?
Yep.
Cool. So, what were you saying?
Well, I was just checking in on the Besic thing.
Besic thing?
Mohamed Besic from Everton?
Ah, yeah, that. That's looking a bit tricky.
Right. Well, we really don't want another repeat of Ryan Fraser, do we, Patrick? I mean...
Yes, I heard you.
And you've approached Tom Cleverley and Watford?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Approached, engaged, and ready to seal the deal with Tom. Yeah, don't worry about that one.
Right, great. Patrick, before you go, I just...
Nope. Don't be fooled by these rocks that I've got. I'm still Jennifer Lopez.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season 3 of The Offensive. The 2020-2021 Premier League season is almost underway. In match week one for Ashwood City, it's a home game against Crystal Palace. With COVID-19 restrictions in place, Dartley Park will be without fans for the foreseeable future. Despite still being interim head coach, Matt Janssen remains at the helm, and the strong finish to last season domestically, along with a Europa League semi-final under their belt, the mood around Ashwood City is high. But with the logistical challenge of another league season on the horizon, all departments are hard at work.
Patrick Nolan.
I've got a business idea you can float by your wanky chums.
Oh yeah, go on.
Sean Beanies.
I'm listening.
Well, beanie hats with Sean Bean characters on each one.
It's all right.
What do you mean? Sean Beanies, it's brilliant.
Yeah, but surely you're going to infringe on the copyright of some of the biggest movies in history.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Was there anything else, Jess?
Yeah. Meeting with Cardboard Karen has been moved to 10:30.
Oh, fuck's sake, that's in 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, in future, you should arrive for work on time.
Is it just Cardboard Karen? Yeah, there's no other cardboard cunts in this meeting, is there?
Might be a couple, but not too many. I mean, I'm in it.
Again, not ideal.
Okay, I'll see you shortly, bald and portly.
In a bit, you fucking shit. Morning all.
Hey, you looking good, Patsy? You lost weight? I think you lost weight.
You need to fuck off out my face.
Jesus Christ,
right now.
What the fuck
right
is that?
No,
you fuck off out of my face.
I want to, believe me. But the fucking off should be done by you and you alone.
Whoa.
No, the fucking off is your department.
Fuck you.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, what's going on?
You and the cardboard people stole my fucking meeting room.
The meeting got moved.
Yeah. To my fucking room.
It's not your room, though, is it? It's Ashwood's room.
Oh, so. That is such a loner thing to say.
Loner?
Yeah. Fucking little ass-kissing weasel loner at the back of the class with a fucking backpack that's got stickers on it, like, no to fascism.
I'm not a fucking loner. You're the loner. Haven't seen the father of your child in a while.
Yeah, well, you sleep next to your ex-husband, so what does that say?
Oh. Oof. Alex.
Dare you?
Yeah, well, you deserved it.
That divorce is the one good thing that is happening to me this year. Don't you dare fucking jinx it and call him my ex.
X.
It hasn't gone through yet. Stop it. Stop jinxing it.
Yes, a single, everybody.
Shh. Oh, my God. Shut up.
Right. That's enough. OK, Alex, go and have your meeting some other place.
I've got a marketing strategy meeting for iBet. We've got a presentation. They are the poster boys of Chinese oppression, for fuck's sake. I've got people in the office, like, actually in the flesh. They've worn masks to get here.
Oh, wow, what bravery.
Yeah, well, our meeting is about the fans.
Fucking cardboard cutout fans. They're not real.
Actually, fans can upload their face and have it on a cardboard cutout.
You can upload your face onto my arse and kiss it.
Guys, come on. We are a team. Yeah? I mean, you can't spell team without mate. M-A-T-E, right? That's right, isn't it?
You can't spell Jess without C-U-N-T.
None of those letters are in my name.
There's a C in Jessica.
In the meeting room, now!
Okay, Alex, fill me in on your meeting.
Say hi to all of your little cardboard pals for me, will you?
Oh, Alex, have you seen Woody?
He's holding his big meeting with all the scouts and tacticians.
Right, so he's bollocking them, you mean?
Yep.
Cheers, Cruyff. Choose Klopp, choose a playmaker, choose a Met Salah, choose a fucking ball-playing centre-back, choose wing-backs, false nines, inverted wingers and dynamic shadow strikers, choose Ollie Watkins, Ollie McBurney and Ollie Burke, choose 442's top 21 under 22's on page 23, choose a youth prospect, choose a journeyman, choose the unattached, uninterested and unfit if you're unlucky, choose a Dembele with matching Belgians, choose a 3-year deal with sell-on fees and league bonuses with extra pay-up per fucking international, choose a Crow. Choose a Gross, choose a Benji Villalobos, choose Cruz, choose Hughes, choose who the Blues loan to lose, choose a winger, choose a minger, choose the son of Alf Hinger, choose Webster, choose Dunkey, choose Luis Suarez plus a Kit Kat chunky. Choose young, choose older, choose the bloke that managed Mulder. Choose a 10, choose a 9, hang your knickers on the line. Choose systems and pressing, choose sitting deep and second guessing. Choose Mesut Ozil wondering who the fuck he is on a Sunday afternoon. Choose sitting in that dugout, watching mind-numbing, spirit-crushing football, scribbling notes down with a pen that doesn't work just to look less completely fucking useless than you already fucking are. Choose rotting away in the pundit seat on telly, pissing away your last breath on a fucking miserable channel, nothing more than an embarrassment to the selfish, fucked up cunts that spawn to replace yourself. Choose our future. Choose anything, fucking anything, but Tom fucking Cleverly, please.
But I think the manager wants him.
Who gives a fuck?
Woody, the transfer policy is fucking garbage, my man.
Well, at least bring me some fucking garbage, Colin.
Tom fucking Cleverly.
That's fucking toxic waste, pal. Read my fucking brief.
I read your brief when you sent it out 2 months back.
What did I say, right? I said cheap, experienced, middle of the park, defensive-minded, and you've gone rogue. Fucking rogue, all of you.
I actually suggested Mohamed Besic.
Right, come on, Colin, we're leaving.
Where are we going?
We're going to the police station, pal. I need to hand myself in.
For what?
For murder. You, what's your name?
Me?
Aye.
Stephen.
For murdering Stephen, all right? With this fucking Parker pen!
I knew they wouldn't find fuck all.
Well, Matt will have to just fucking make do with the squad that we've got, won't he?
Eh, that ain't too fucking bad, is it? Don't get me wrong, we're shy. But we're not on the podium of shiteness.
All right, well, who's on this podium of shiteness come the end of the season? We got Villa?
Yep. West Bram will fuck off back to where they belong.
Oh, God, too right. Pick a fucking league, honestly. Right, who else?
Fulham?
I don't know about them this time.
Brighton look dull as fuck.
Oh, God, I forgot all about them. We're fine, aren't we? God, he doesn't need any new fucking players.
Exactly.
Right, well, that is convenient, because it actually fits with Patrick's transfer policy.
What policy is that?
Sign nobody.
Perfect. Job done.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Well done, us.
Due to the absence of fans at all Premier League games, Ashwood City will be implementing a fan engagement programme, where Ashwood supporters can upload selfies to the club and pay a fee to have a cardboard cutout version of themselves at the game.
And by Saturday, we can print anything in the region of 5,000 to 10,000 cardboard fans.
Very good.
What are we planning on charging the fans for this, Patrick?
We've seen clubs charge around £5.
Okay.
Sometimes 10 if that helps.
We'll go for 25, I reckon.
Wonderful.
So how many do you think you'll sell? Just so we have an advance to work with.
I reckon, like, around 10,000.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, put us down for 10,000, Karen. Yeah, many thanks.
Great. We look forward to printing out your fans. And we have a little present here for you, actually, Mr. Nolan. It's a life-size cutout of Patrick Nolan.
Oh, my. That is something.
That's more than 2019 me.
The what? Sorry?
I've lost about a stone since then.
Oh.
I think it's taller than you as well.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry, Patrick, I didn't realise.
Hey, no, come on. I'm not like that. I don't care about those little superficial things, so.
Well, anyway, thanks for coming, everybody. And Karen, sorry about your name.
Thank you, Mr.
My name?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Bye now.
What do we think?
I think we should burn it.
No, about the scheme. 25 quid a pop.
Oh, fans are idiots. They'll lap it up.
Hey, you would be surprised how difficult it is to get 25 quid off a blue-collar worker.
Collar? There's no collar, just topless with tattoos and a big gut like... ooh, this guy.
Hey, get your hands off 2019, Patrick.
Choose a cross, choose a gross, choose a Benji Villa, blah, 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 fucking hell! Choose 442's top 21 under 22's on pit.
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. With a single level subscription tier of just $5 a month, you can become an official member of the Super Whites with the Ashwood City season ticket. You'll get an access all areas pass to Dartley Park and receive previously unseen behind the scenes footage. This will include sit-down, one-on-one, in-depth interviews with both creatives and the cast of the show.
You'll also receive club shop discounts and exclusive merchandise for Patreons only. Monthly downloads will continue in the off-season and will include MP3 downloads of songs featured in the show, such as the Ashwood City song,
We're Bigger Than Gillingham,
and a full, previously unheard, 4-minute version of
It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Your money will go towards running costs and maintaining our current high standards. It will allow us to continue to bring you a show described as must-listen by The Guardian, ultra-sharp by GQ, and sharper than Luis Suarez's left canine by The Football Pink. Sign up now for a one-tier price of just $5 a month. You'll become an official fan of the club and enjoy all these benefits and so much more. Visit patreon.com/Ashwood City and get your membership today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
It's the opening day of the Premier League season. Ashwood City are at home to Crystal Palace, and the cutout fan scheme has been a huge success, generating over 15,000 orders.
Don't be fooled by these rocks that I've got. I'm still Jennifer Lopez.
Whoa, what?
What?
That's not the fucking song.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't, pal.
Jennifer Lopez.
Aye.
That's her song.
What the fuck? It's Don't Be Fooled by the Rocks That I've Got. I'm still Jenny from the Block.
Jenny from the Block.
Aye.
Her name is Jennifer Lopez.
Pal, I know that, but that ain't the name of the fucking song.
Jenny from the Block doesn't make any sense.
She's saying that she's, like, still the same girl that lived on the block, despite the fact she's got loads of diamonds and that, you know?
Look, whatever, all right? I don't know current music.
Current music? Have I just stepped out of a DeLorean? Is it fucking 2002? Is Tony Blair in number 10? Are Arsenal not complete shite? Fuck me.
Shush.
Current music.
Shush.
Oh, aye, I'll shush. I wouldn't want to distract your cardboard pals, would I?
Hey, you know what the season means, mate? This is the future.
Oh, aye.
No protests, no boycotts, no slander, no insults. The fan base, for once, is in the palm of my hand.
And what's the word from ESG?
I've spoken to Dwight. He reckons they're going to put 30% up for sale.
Jesus Christ, they must be fucking broke.
Yep. How's Operation Pied Piper going?
Oh, don't call it that, pal.
We agreed that's what it's called.
No, you agreed to it. I didn't agree to
Operation
anything.
Operation Pied Piper, come on. How is it?
Colin will be here in a minute. He'll talk you through it.
Great. All right. That's great.
Hi, Patrick.
Christine, hi. Oh, excellent. You found it.
Who the fuck is that?
It's my cardboard cutout.
Where do you want it?
Sit that handsome devil right next to me, please. Christine?
For goodness sake. There. Anything else?
No, I'm good. Thanks, Christine. What about you, Patrick? you'll have a gin and tonic, I bet.
I'm going.
Actually, you'll have a Bacardi?
No.
Seriously, I'm going. I'll see you later.
Fuck me.
A Bacardi, Woody.
I heard you, pal. Why does cardboard Patrick look so,
So what?
So slim.
That's how I look, Woody.
No, seriously, what's the fucking reason? Because Jess told me cardboard Pat was fat.
Well, unrealistically, he was a little weighty, so I took some scissors to him.
What?
I just trimmed off some of the card around the belly and the jowls.
You're a fucking maniac.
I'm making it more accurate.
It's a fucking cardboard cutout, you daft cunt. Jesus Christ. Oh, here he is. Speak of the devil's psychopathic nephew.
Happy fucking Premier League Day, mere mortals.
All right, Colin, take a seat, pal.
Who's this fucker?
This is Cardboard Patrick, chairman of the cardboard.
Oh, God.
What's he fucking smiling for? It's nil-nil.
Oh, nothing wrong with a bit of positivity, Colin.
Nah, not for me, pa. Positive is nil.
You two, fucking shut up. Colin, spill the beans.
Wait. Fucking bean delivery coming at ya. I've spoken to legal. We can chuck out every single youth player, dismantle the academy, knock it down and sell it off.
What are we liable for?
The grand fucking total of absolutely shite all.
You're kidding.
I don't kid about the kids, pal. They're gone.
Operation Pied Piper is a go, my friend.
Ah, fuck's sake, stop calling
so
it that.
So when do I get to pull the trigger and kick these teenagers back out onto the street?
Now?
No, not fucking now, you dev.
I have the blueprints for the luxury accommodation I'm building there.
Look, Colin and I are going to build a network of feeder clubs, all right? They're going to raise our talent from now on at no cost to us, all right? Then when we want, we take the kids into our squad.
Yeah, but won't that cost?
Tribunals only.
What does that mean?
It means we play the system and we fuck over the little clubs.
I don't know what you mean, but I do love it. Thank you, Colin.
Pleasure. Enjoy the game. Nice to meet you, Cardboard Pat.
Oh, God, I love it when a plan comes together, Chris Woodall. I really do.
I bet. In the meantime, Colin's now head of football operations and he's getting a shit ton of money, all right?
How come?
Because I promoted him and he's trying to dismantle our youth academy to make you rich.
Ah, okay. What happened to Nick the Prick?
He's gone to West Ham.
Oh, we'll fit right in there.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Shoot!
Get in! Get in,
yes,
Willie!
Finish.
That was fucking tidy
stuff.
As well, wasn't it? Jesus.
Well, I've got a missed call from Jess and Alex and Dwight.
And I've got a missed call from Harry Redknapp. Big fucking deal. Actually, pal, you know what I forgot to say earlier? I've got a little business idea that you can float by your rich, busy mates if you want.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Troy Beanies. Beanie hats with Troy Deeney on them. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Have you been speaking to Jess?
No.
Oh, speaking of. Hello there.
We have a problem.
No, we don't. We're 1-0 up. Okay, thanks for the chat, Jess. Bye.
Patrick, the cardboard cutouts, there might be a few prank ones.
Oh, God.
Prank ones.
Ashford City take the lead through Willie Amadou, and usually this place, as we well know, would be absolutely rocking, but today it's the cardboard cutouts doing a great job, and that seems to be Adolf Hitler in the stands. Apologies for those images. It's never ideal to see a mass murderer on screen. I'm sure the Ashford City staff are on the case to make sure that kind of thing won't happen again. Ashford City lead Crystal Palace 1-0. Riviere collects the ball. Adolf Hitler.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm in row C of the Broadley stand. There's... God. Oh, God, there's Gaddafi, Osama bin Laden.
Jesus Christ.
He's in row E.
What is going on?
Jesus, Gaddafi and Osama bin Laden are in the Broadley stand.
Oh, what are they doing up there? They should be on the bench.
Woody, Patrick, put me on speakerphone. Woody, go to the iBet stand and weed out any potential terrorists, murderers or controversial figures.
All right, okay, on it. I think I can see Jim Davidson from here.
Destroy him!
Your mind, Devo.
Jess, this is a fucking disaster. This game is being broadcast.
This game?
Yes.
Why? It's fucking Ashford v Palace. Who would want to watch that?
Well, Hitler and Gaddafi, to name but a few.
I've just phoned Margaret Thatcher.
Destroy!
Do not destroy. Woody! Woody! Leave her alone, Woody! She cut the top rate of income tax by 23%, Woody! 23%!
All right, can you hear me all right? I've got some more Nazi officers here.
Destroy them!
I've got Gary Glitter.
Oh, my God, get him out of
I've
there.
I've got Ziggy Stardust in row G of the North Stand.
Destroy.
No, leave it.
I don't like Bowie.
Who doesn't like Bowie?
In the iBet stand, all of row G is Benedict Cumberbatch.
All of it?
Aye, it's like 100 clones of him. It's like the poster to being Benedict Cumberbatch.
Jesus Christ. Just leave it.
Oh, the Avengers at the back of the Broadley.
Oh, get him signed up.
Donald Trump!
Obviously destroyed.
Right, I found a load of troublemakers here.
Right, who have we got?
Mussolini, Franco, Milosevic, and then Stalin and Khrushchev, which is ridiculous because Khrushchev hated Stalin.
Oh my God, destroy them all!
Succulent Chinese meal game.
Tony Blair and Gordon Brown here.
I've got two Batmans here, Michael and
Hannibal Lecter and Twinkie Winky here.
Jess, I can see you, and that's Dipsy.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What? What is it?
Prince Andrew is in the fucking front row behind the fucking golf. Fuck's sake.
Hey, I've got Harry and Meghan here. That's a royal flush, isn't it?
I think I've got the... Yep, it's the old lady from the Titanic.
It's been 84 years.
Look, FYI, I've just cut up the Goonies.
There's too many. We can't get rid of them all.
Oh, my God,
there's
destroy them, Minnie. Just get them all.
God's sake.
Once again, I feel like we are a laughingstock.
The fan base, you mean, Martin?
The club. Everything. Me.
Right.
Everyone down the pub laughing at me.
You won the game 2-0, though, Martin. May I remind you?
I know, but everyone is laughing at us. It's a good result, but you try and have good results so people don't laugh at you. And now people are laughing at us again.
Well, yes, OK. The cardboard fans may have stirred up some interest on social media.
We're an embarrassment, mate.
Martin, if you don't mind me asking, did you participate in the prank? I'm not going to dob you in or anything.
You are?
You're a fan. Did you get a cardboard cutout?
Yeah, I did.
Well, then, I mean,
but that was to protest Nolan. You don't understand. It was to protest Nolan, not to have us ridiculed on TV.
So you protested Patrick Nolan by paying £25 to have... You... Who did you have?
Richard Bacon.
Richard... The presenter?
Yep.
Why?
Never liked him.
Right, OK, this is ridiculous. OK, you paid £25 to Patrick Nolan to have a cardboard cutout of, let's face it, a virtually unrecognisable TV personality.
But he's really annoying.
But that's just your personal feelings towards Richard Bacon, Martin. In the list of names that were found at Dartley Park, I doubt that your prank was even picked up on. He's probably still there. You've just given Patrick Nolan £25. Basically.
Yeah, but Richard Bacon just looks really cocky, though, doesn't he?
It's not about that, Martin.
He just looks really cocky, mate.
You don't understand, because what you've done...
Well, we've burnt most of them. Dwight is giving Cardboard Karen an absolute earful.
You didn't fancy laying into her?
Oh, I will. I just need her warmed up. Plus, it's really nice seeing Dwight angry.
Huh. So, welcome to the new season.
Yeah, right.
You okay?
Yeah.
Everything, you know, okay at home?
What do you think, Patrick?
Sorry.
Not your fault. Well, everything is a little bit your fault, but whatever.
I'm half tempted to text Foden and Greenwood and see if they're still up.
Hmm. I think it's probably past their bedtime.
Ugh, kids.
Well, I'll be in the office on Monday so we can write some death threats for Karen.
If... I'd like that.
Great.
Well, Woody's chucking the last few on the fire and then we're done.
Great.
But we've lost Margaret Thatcher.
Have you?
Yeah, must have lost count of them or something. Slippery little bitch.
Weird. All right. Well, look, I'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
Bye, Jess. God. Whew. That was close. But I guess the lady's not for burning. Hey, Maggie? Not for burning.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts. This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.